Support for WXAV 88.3 FM is being provided by Beverly Phono Mart Records. Located at 1808 West 103rd Street, Beverly Phono Mart has a large inventory of new and used vinyl records, CDs, and cassette tapes. Beverly Phono Mart also has record players, t-shirts, and tote bags. For more information, please visit their website at beverlyphonomart.com. That's beverlyphonomart.com.
Bookie's Bookstore is an underwriter of WXAV 88.3 FM. Located at 10324 Southwestern Avenue, Bookie's inventory includes new and used books. Bookie's also places orders and pre-orders for books not currently in stock. For more information, please visit their website at bookiesbookstores.com. You can also follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching Bookie's Chicago.
Support for WXAV 88.3 is being provided by Northwest Community Credit Union. The credit union helps students learn about the importance of banking on their futures and building solid financial habits, such as budgeting. Learn more about these concepts and many more on NWCCU's free financial literacy modules located on their website at nwccu.com or call them at 1-800-2-BELONG.
This podcast is being brought to you by WXAV 88.3 FM and WXAV.com. WXAV, bringing the best podcasts to you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Say I Do to Your Major, where students choose the major of their dreams. I'm your host, Jackie Naranjo, and this episode of the Career Talk series is brought to you by the Center for Success. The decision to declare a major can be a daunting and scary process for many undeclared students. It may be due to fear of commitment, uncertainty about interests and passions, personal identity, and fear of making the wrong choice. Our guests on today's show will be talking about how these factors have played a part in declaring their major and hopefully choosing a major today. Now, let's meet our contestant and then we'll ask some questions. Here we go. James, you are up.
Hi, Jackie. My name's James and I'm 20 years old. I'm undeclared and I'm looking for that special major to sweep me off my feet here at SXU. I enjoy reading, hiking, and eating Japanese food. I also have strong skills in leadership, teamwork, and communication.
All right, James, can you share the difficulties that you have faced in choosing a major and what challenges have made this decision tough for you?
Well, I'm just going to be straightforward. I have commitment issues. Choosing a major feels like a huge commitment to a specific career path. I just worry that I'm closing doors to other opportunities or limiting my options by choosing a particular major. However, I've taken about 35 credits in management. I'm just afraid to commit because what if I don't like it?
James, you are not alone in feeling this way. It's actually quite common for people to end up in careers or fields that aren't directly related to their major. Many find success and fulfillment in unexpected places. Considering how far along you are in your degree, you can explore other options. Additionally, considering a minor could provide a taste of the major without fully committing. There's no judgment here, am I right? Also, don't you think that if you've been taking courses related to business management for some time now, that it might be the one? Actually, hold that thought. We'll come back to it. Next question. Do you have any skills that relate to a major or career?
See, Jackie, that's the problem. I don't know how my skills relate to a specific major or career. I know that I have a good sense of cultural awareness. That allows me to navigate in diverse environments. And also, I feel like I'm a natural leader. I excel in guiding teams towards shared goals, fostering collaboration, inspiring others to reach their full potential. My strengths lie in teamwork, where I not only contribute effectively, but also create an inclusive, supportive atmosphere. Additionally, my strong communication skills help me build relationships, and these contribute positively to any environment. Although these skills could relate to anything, really, I feel like I need more specific skills to decide on a major, like designing or knowing how to code.
James, those are amazing skills, and you'd be surprised how many employers are seeking individuals that bring those skills to the table. While a skill may not neatly align with a specific major, it doesn't diminish your potential fit. Considering the valuable skills you've highlighted, such as cultural awareness, leadership, teamwork, and communication, majors like business and communications come to mind as strong possibilities that align well with your diverse skill set. These majors have so many options for careers. For example, if you went into business, based on the concentration you choose, you can be a marketing coordinator, financial analyst, human resource specialist, project manager, accountant, or an auditor, just to name a few.
Wow. I mean, I never thought about it that way. Before this, I thought that if someone majored in accounting, they had to be an accountant. I now realize that a major can lead to numerous career opportunities. It is inspiring to see how many possibilities there are within a field.
Glad I can help. All right, moving on to the next question. Do you feel like your personal identity or self-worth plays a part in choosing a major?
Oh, absolutely. My personality, identity, how I perceive my self-worth have played a crucial role in deciding my major. For me, it's about finding that balance between what genuinely interests me, aligns with my values, and allows me to feel a sense of accomplishment. It's important to me that I choose something that I enjoy, but it also offers a career path that aligns with my salary expectations.
I see. Choosing a major is a personal and significant decision, and it's completely normal to feel the way you do. It's important to recognize that your personality, identity, and sense of self-worth are valuable characteristics to consider in the process. Think about what truly excites you, what aligns with your values, and where you see yourself making a meaningful impact in the future. Remember, James, there's no rush to make this decision overnight. It's okay to explore different courses, engage in extracurricular activities, and seek internships that get a feel of various fields. Your academic advisor plays a key role in this. Your academic advisor is a guide, like a matchmaker. They are there to help you navigate these choices. They can help you identify your strengths, interests, and goals. They can also help you explore different majors, discuss potential career paths, and ensure that your academic journey aligns with your personal and professional aspirations.
I gotta say, I appreciate that. I haven't felt rushed at all. If anything, I'm realizing that I've known what I want all along. I guess I felt I wasn't ready to commit.
Well, James, after this whirlwind of heart-to-heart talk, it's time for you to make a decision. Have you gotten some clarity today, and are you ready to commit and say I do to your major?
Jackie, I appreciate you for helping me see these things more clearly and to make a decision. I've realized that business management has been the right choice for me all along. I've enjoyed the classes I've been taking. I love the professors. I was just hesitant to acknowledge the positive qualities and commit to it. So I'm excited to say I do to business management.
And there you have it, folks. James has found his perfect match. Let's celebrate this newfound pair. Thank you all for joining us on Say I Do to Your Major. And remember that your academic advisor is here to support you throughout your academic journey. Until next time, may your studies be filled with passion and intellectual inspiration.
Thank you very much for listening to this WXAV 88.3 FM podcast. Be sure to visit our website, wxav.com, for more information on your escape from ordinary radio.